الحمد لله
الحمد لله الحمد لله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه والسلام التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول الله الآخر الله الباطن الله الظاهر الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله Esselatu vesselam aleyke ya seyyidine levveline vel ahirin. İşverene ya şefiyel müslidin. Bir rahmetike ya hamarrahimin. Kalallahu teala fi kitabel aziz. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnnallâhe yuhibbut tavvabin. Ve yuhibbul mutetahhirin. Surely Allah loves those people who constantly repent to Him, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who purify themselves. In the history of mankind, people who belong to different cultures, religions, societies, they follow the common tradition. And the tradition is to promise oneself that they are going to stop doing bad things and they're going to start doing good things at the beginning of each calendar year. No matter what type of calendar, lunar, solar, lunisolar, but they follow this tradition. In this country and pretty much all around the world, this is called New Year's Resolution. It's a promise that is given to oneself. In this country, almost half of the people follow this practice of having a promise, New Year's Resolution. And when you look around, you see that New Year's Resolution varies from promising to help the needy, to improve education, to quit smoking, to do more exercise, to eat less, to stop biting nails. You can find all kinds of new resolutions. I mean, historically speaking, go back to 2500 years ago, you see that Babylonians, they also practice the same things, and they give promise to their God that they are going to return the things that they borrow from others. They are going to pay their debt off. Go back to medieval ages, you see that the knights, at the end of each year, they reaffirm their commitment to chivalry, and they have a ceremony for that. Go back, look at the Christians, they have watch night services, you know, on New Year's Eve until midnight. They contemplate upon what they have done wrong over the last year, and they confess, they seek repentance. Go to the Jews, they have the day of Yom Kippur, a day of atonement. They reflect upon their wrongdoings, and then they seek forgiveness, they offer forgiveness. Regardless of the cultures and religions, the tradition is there. Now, as far as we are concerned, for Muslims, as far as Islamic tradition is concerned, reflecting upon our faults and sins and shortcomings, trying to stop our evil qualities and start doing something good, is something we call tawbah. repentance. And repentance is really not something that we can afford to do once a year. Tawbah is something that we should be doing constantly, as Allah Ta'ala advises us in this particular verse. He says that, I love those people who constantly repent. He uses the word at-tawwabin, meaning that people who repent over and over again. He did not use the word tayyiban, which means that I love those who repent. He said, I love those who do it constantly. And Rasulullah wasalam, in one of his traditions, said that, O mankind, do repent to Allah Ta'ala and seek His forgiveness, for surely I do so 100 times a day. If the perfect example of the creation is doing this 100 times a day, how can we afford to do it once a year? Repentance is considered the first step towards being a better human being, becoming a better human being. And the root of the word tawbah comes from another word which means return. It's an expression that means to come back. When Allah Ta'ala created us as His ahsan taqweem, best creation, with the best qualities, we exchange those beautiful qualities with blameworthy, evil qualities in this temporal life. The action of repentance is really the desire to go back to those initial praiseworthy qualities, the godly qualities, the beautiful attributes of God that we were decorated at the time of creation, going back to those qualities. And really, by getting rid of the blameworthy qualities, hoping to be praiseworthy in the presence of our Lord. One of the most important elements of repentance is remorse, feeling of regret. Rasulullah said, regret, remorse is repentance. And in order to feel regret, one must have be cognizant of his qualities, his shortcomings. Once you are aware of what you are doing, once you are aware of your bad behavior, and see the ugliness of your behavior and actions, then in the heart, an awakening starts. That's called the awakening of the heart. As soon as you see that your evil behaviors are not befitting to become a human being, then it awakens your heart. You wake up from the sleep of heedlessness. That is the starting point. That creates the remorse. I don't want to be this. This is ugly. I don't want to be this. Once the regret starts, there comes the desire to change, to exchange your bad behavior, replace them with something good. Once you have the desire, the next thing is to take an action, undo what is done bad. If you break your heart, you should go and repair it. If you take something that doesn't belong to you, you return it. If you hurt someone, you should apologize. If you lie, you should tell the truth. But most importantly, every bad deed should be erased, eliminated by a good deed. Rasulullah gave us this beautiful advice. He said that, follow every bad deed with a good deed. So that good deed would erase your bad deed. So being aware of our negative qualities, our shortcomings, bad behavior, being cognizant of all these things, waking up our hearts, feeling remorse, understanding the ugliness of our behavior is the first step. Then we should, with that regret, have the desire to change. Once you have the desire to change, you have to take the action. If one looks at the ugly behavior and does not feel any remorse, in other words, if one does not repent, the evil actions, bad action, bad behavior, without repentance become a habit. It becomes your habit. It becomes your habit so that eventually it becomes your rotten values. Your rotten values influence your character. It becomes your character. If you don't repent, your character becomes your destiny. And that is the meaning of what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, I have sealed their hearts and their hearings, and over their eyes there is a veil. If the evil thoughts and actions become your characters and turns your destiny around it, then the hope of becoming a better human being diminishes. In one of the traditions, Rasulullah ﷺ said, when the servant commits a sin, a black spot appears upon the heart. And he continues, if you abandon that sin and seek forgiveness and repent, then his heart will be polished. But if you keep doing the same thing without repenting, if you keep doing the same thing without feeling any remorse, he says, the blackness will be increased until it overcomes, it covers the whole heart. That is the meaning of being sealed. That is the meaning of your hearts and your ears are sealed. When the heart is covered with the blackness of the sins, which we don't bother to repent. For this particular reason, the believers are very particular about their sins, their negativities, their bad behavior. When they look at, when they contemplate about their behavior and qualities and shortcomings, they understand, the believers see them like mountains that under which they will be crushed. No matter how small the sin is, this is the attitude of the believer. Hypocrites, on the other hand, they look at their sins and they see it like a mosquito at the top of their nose that they can chase away. That's the difference between mu'mins, believers, and the hypocrites. Once there was a man who was passing by, walking by a tall building, and somebody threw hot ashes from a balcony, and he was covered with ashes while he was walking. And then instead of getting angry, they saw him prostrate and expressing thankfulness to God. And then when they asked him, why are you not angry by expressing thankfulness, then you were washed with the ashes, hot ashes. And he said that when I think about my sins, I was afraid of Allah Ta'ala will burn me with firewalls dropping from the sky. And I got only ashes. I'm so thankful because he just sent ashes to punish me. That's the sensitivity of a believer. The fact is that no matter how small the sins are, the moment we ignore them, the moment we start taking pleasure from them, they get bigger and bigger. They become the heart darker and darker. The most important thing to be able to cleanse ourselves from evil qualities and bad behavior is
to remove ourselves from the environment where we are influenced by these issues. If you are in the middle of an environment where all and everybody are doing the same thing, repeating the same mistakes, and do not even consider them as mistakes, eventually you will assume, you will ingest their bad behavior as well. Number one action that we should take to remove ourselves from the influences of bad people. Once there was a man who killed 99 men. And then he had this hope that he killed 99 men, but at the same time he was hoping that he would be forgiven because he doesn't feel good about it. So he went to one of those imams, who immediately sends you to the hell. You know, Allah Ta'ala says that I am what my servant thinks of me. If you think your God is a merciful God, then you're ready to be forgiven. But if you think your God is a punishing God, then you will see his jalal much more than the other ones. And this imam wasn't much attracted by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, but more attracted by his jalal. Said to the man who came and seeking for forgiveness for the sins that he had done, said, there is no way you can be saved. You killed 99 men, you are destined for hell. So the man thought about it, 99, 100 doesn't make much difference. If I'm not going to go, if I'm going to the hell and there's no hope for me, he pulled his gun and killed the imam. Here's the 100. So killing 100 men, he's still not feeling good about himself, seeking a way for forgiveness. And he went to another imam who actually believed in the mercy of Allah, and he said to this man, look, you did something terrible, but you cannot doubt about Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Number one thing that you have to do is, you are already feeling remorse, take the next action. Which is, the reason why you have been doing all these things is you live in a neighborhood, in a place where everybody is murdered, where everybody is a thief. In that environment, you are under the influence of so many bad behavior that made you do what you have done. Take an action. If you feel remorse and you have the desire to change, take an action. Leave the city of the bad people that you're living with. Move to the city of good people. Meaning that, depart yourself from these evil qualities. Migrate to the city of the good people with the good qualities, and then you will be forgiven. The man believed to the imam and said, I will do that. He went and he left all his possessions, packed a couple of things, put it in a basket, left his home, one step, two step, three step, his time came, dropped dead. As soon as he died, you know, all the angels of mercy came to pick him up, and they said that a place is ready for him in the heavens. While they were preparing him for the heavens, angels of hell attacked. No. This man killed 100 people. He has to go over there. And there's a commotion. They started a conflict there, and Allah Ta'ala sent Hazreti Gabriel to solve the matter. He couldn't. He went back and asked Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala said, it's easy. Just go and measure how far this man separated himself from the city of the bad people and how close he is to the city of good people. Gabriel was puzzled. He took a yardstick, he went there, and he started measuring. He knew that. He just took three steps and died. He measured one, two, three steps. This is the distance between him and the people of the good, bad city. And he knew that the city of the good people are miles away, but he got the order. He started measuring. He measured one step, turned his back,
and the walls of the city of good people were brought to the man who was lying down dead there. This is not a story. Go and read. This is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. I did not make up this story. Allah Ta'ala, if you are sincere, no matter how big your sins are, if you are sincere to repent, if you are sincere to change your behavior, depart from blameworthy qualities into, seek refuge into praiseworthy qualities, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. That's not the distance of the man to the city of good people, but that's his heart. His heart is closer to the city of good people, much more than his heart was to the city of bad. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
Oh, the most merciful, most compassionate one. You love to forgive, forgive us. Sinners, you have decorated us with the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us recognize our responsibilities, our good qualities as your supreme creation. When you have tested us, when you test us with little difficulties, when you see us impatient, please do not increase your trials upon us. As you have promised, do not increase, do not burden us more than with more than what we can forbear.
Amen.
Your beloved says, our faith will not be completed if you don't love each other for your sake. Open our hearts to love and compassion. Unify in Betty Muhammad, your beautiful quality. And make us live our lives as one body. Ameen, ameen, alhamdulillah.